Lila Rose on Covington Kids, Their Crime Was Being Catholic, Pro-Life. By Robert Krajicek on January 24, 2019. Lila Rose, president and founder of the pro-life organization Live Action, joined Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight to discuss false narratives surrounding last Friday's events with Covington Catholic High School students in Washington, D.C. Rose told Breitbart News senior editors-at-large Rebecca Mensah and Joe Polak that the students were targeted by deceptive news media because of their pro-life activity in joining the March for Life, and their support for President Donald Trump. Listen. Rose said, "We do not see hardly any coverage of the March for Life from the Washington Post, not from the New York Times, not from MSNBC, not from Slate, not from HuffPost, not from all the mags and the rags and the more left-leaning pro-abortion media." Rose added, "This is a march, by the way, that attracts hundreds of thousands. It attracts mostly young people, teenagers, college students, young men and women in their 20s, in their 30s. This is millennials, Generation Z. We marching cheerfully, hopefully, peacefully. It was beautiful. I was proud to be among hundreds of thousands of marchers last Friday in Washington, D.C. Rose continued, "And then the women's march, of course, was the next day, with maybe 25,000. It was tiny in comparison. I actually also went to a counter rally for the Women's March. And there was tons of media coverage on the Women's March. Celebrating or talking about, look at these great signs they had." Again, largely a media blackout from most of the mainstream groups, traditional groups, on the March for Life. Rose went on, "But I think that really disturbed a lot of pro-abortion journalists who didn't like the fact that America is polling more pro-life. That 75% of Americans want serious restrictions on abortion. At least to the first trimester, if not completely have it banned." News media misrepresentations targeting the aforementioned students were motivated by a desire to undermine the March for Life and broader pro-life movement, speculated Rose. "They're looking at all these young people. And so when there was an opportunity to report any kind of a story that in any way made any marchers in the March for Life look bad, that's why these journalists pounced on it," Rose stated. Rose concluded, "That's a real miscarriage of justice. And it also shows the desperation of journalists who are losing their relevance. They are no longer relevant to many people because their abortion bias is so great. And they're lashing out against these young people and against the March for Life with these spurious accusations, which of course have been since proved false." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.